I-8, a form of power. They were waiting for Eshonai when she returned. A gathering of thousands crowded the edge of the plateau just outside of Narak. Workers, nimble soldiers, and even some mates, who had been drawn away from their hedonism by the prospect of something novel. A new form. A form of power? Eshonai strode toward them, marveling at the energy. Tiny, almost invisible lines of red lightning flared from her hand if she made a fist quickly. Her marbled skin tone, mostly black, with a slight grain of red streaks, had not changed, but she'd lost the bulky armor of war form. Instead, small ridges peeked out through the skin of her arms, which was stretched tightly in places. She tested the new armor against stones and found it very durable. She had hair strands again. How long had it been since she'd felt those? More wondrous, she felt focused. No more worries about the fate of her people. She knew what to do. Venli pushed to the front of the crowd as Eshonai reached the edge of the chasm. They looked across the void at one another, and Eshonai could see the question on her sister's lips. It worked? Eshonai leapt the chasm. She didn't require the running start that Warform used. She crouched down, then threw herself up and into the air. The wind seemed to writhe around her. She shot over the chasm and landed among her people, red lines of power running up her legs as she crouched, absorbing the impact of the landing. People backed away. So clear. Everything was so clear. "I have returned from the storms," she said to Praise, which could also be used for true satisfaction. "I bring with me the future of two peoples. Our time of loss is at an end." "Eshonai?" It was Thud, wearing his long coat. "Eshonai, your eyes." "Yes, they're red. They are a representation of what I've become. But in the songs..." "Sister," Eshonai called to Resolve. "Come look upon what you have wrought." Venli approached, timid at first. "Storm form," she whispered to Awe. "It works, then? You can move in the storms without danger?"
"More than that," Eshonai said. "The winds obey me. And Venli, I can feel something. Something building. A storm."
"You feel a storm right now, in the rhythms?"
"Beyond the rhythms," Eshonai said.
How could she explain it? How could she describe taste to one with no mouth? Sight to one who had never seen?
"I feel a tempest brewing just beyond our experience. A powerful, angry tempest. A high storm. With enough of us bearing this form together, we could bring it. We could bend the storms to our will, and could bring them down upon our enemies."
Humming to the rhythm of Awe spread through those who watched. As they were listeners, they could feel the rhythm, hear it. All were in tune, all were in rhythm with one another. Perfection. Eshonai held out her arms to the sides and spoke in a loud voice.
"Cast aside despair, and sing to the rhythm of joy. I have looked into the depths of the Storm Rider's eyes, and I have seen his betrayal. I know his mind, and have seen his intent to help the humans against us. But my sister has discovered salvation. With this form we can stand on our own, independent, and we can sweep our enemies from this land like leaves before the tempest."
The humming to Awe grew louder, and some began to sing. Eshonai gloried in it. She pointedly ignored the voice deep within her that was screaming in horror.